It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Riding in my beat with bad intentions, with the thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride world clean, a 22-inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow, creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there, let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Please, Father God, forgive me for being a sinner. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, his Son, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray all is well with you where you're listening all over the world to the four corners of the earth. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's time to break some chains with the Men of Valor podcast. Let us get our hearts and minds clear as we prepare to go before the throne of God in prayer and give him thanks for all things. Amen. Yes, Lord. Merciful and gracious Father, we come in the name of your Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Lord God, our Savior, Lord God, our Advocate, Lord God. Let of his Holy Spirit inside of us right now, Lord God, fill with it, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, just giving you honor, glory, and praise. Saying thank you, Father, for another day, Father God, that you breathe your breath of life into us, displaying your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we say thank you. Father God, we say thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us and our families, watching over us and keeping us, your comfort, your strength, your guardian protection, Lord God. Oh, my God, the bloodstained banner of your Son, Christ Jesus, Lord God, that we are covered in and walking under, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, the remission of unrighteousness, transgressions, and iniquities. Father God, forgive us, and we thank you for it. So right now, Lord God, as we open ourselves up tonight, Lord God, to come before you, we thank you for this ministry, Lord God, to be used to, Father God, to do your work and for you to have your way to do your will. Lord God, just trust us, Lord God, tonight that we will trust you to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, Lord God, and we welcome you at all times in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord God. Continue to enlarge and increase it, Lord God, to do your work, Lord God. We thank you for our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Father God. I lay myself at your feet at all times, Lord God, to be covered from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And everyone that connected to me, Lord God, my loved ones, my family, Lord God, everyone, Lord God. Father God, and I just thank you, Lord God. Pastor Jackson and all the P31 ladies, Lord God, the men of valor, our young people, our young ministry, the Riding Apples, Lord God. I have to call it out, Lord God. It's so many names on the list, Lord God. But Father God, you know our hearts, Lord God. You know where we stand, Lord God. And you know that we come together and pray every Saturday morning and call those names out to you right there, Father God. And we do it every day, Lord God, in our hearts to you. So tonight we ask that all the men, Lord God, come together and let the chains be broken, Lord God, that we may heal together. So let your will be done, Father God, as all the walls come down, Father God, and we reclaim our identity in you, Lord God. So let us prepare ourselves, and we thank you, and all God's children say amen, amen, amen. Bask in his presence as we prepare to break chains. The men of valor coming your way.
There is life in our songs, healing in our wings. We are children of God, join us with the King. Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you
walking in,
are you walking in
your children of God.
Join us with the King.
Join us with the King.
Tell me, do you know?
Do you know who you are?
Open your eyes,
tell
yeah.
me, can you see?
Are you walking? Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Says, put on your full armor of God and mount up, because listen, this warfare going on is spiritual, and you better get out the flesh and get with God. It's time to mount up. All the men of valor, crank it up. It's breaking chains coming on. YAT Radio, Young Adults Talk, signing on. It's time to break it down. Let's go get them and take off on them. YAT Radio.
What up? God said he used the foolishness of this world. Yeah. Find the wise, so I guess that's why I don't understand, but I do.
I took off all the time, don't understand how I came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock stop, stand and jumping in the sand. Running circles on the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems, I gave them all to God and he gave me a chance. Mercy, it restored my soul. I'm all about God, cause the one that makes me whole.
How can I lose when I can't hear one nothing today? Accepting my Lord and my Savior, he gave me a vision so I can be something. Got a whole church over like Jordan. Been on show, now spitting and recording. I'm glad he gave me this ability to get the word of God in the ministry. But wait,
hold up.
First thing I had to do was grow up. They wanna know my secret cause I'm looking like the man, but it's the man with the plan, so I point up. I'm an old demon, so I'm seeing the back. The heart to the Lord, yeah, I'm giving that. The word of God, I'm receiving that. He gave it unto me, now I'm giving back.
I took off all the down on the okay. Stand. I came from nothing to become a man.
Endured hardship like a soldier and it's about to pay off, so I ain't got time to lay off. Going through the process, climbing up the rank like the playoff. Plus it's that new music, somebody come pull a tape off. Been through the training, now it's time for these big boys to play ball. And there's only one superhero, so homie, pull your cape off. They say we hit them with the truth, that's the reason they can't face y'all. Cause they afraid of change like the weather in late fall. And no, ain't Nate though, but I'm about to regulate what's in my power. Cause I don't wanna be a part of the great ball. If it's gonna be a great ball, if you ain't known that you late though. There's more to this Bible than just obey laws up in your mind. But it's my time and I got purpose with this deal. You see me in the front, but God the one who pulled me out the rear. Call it what you want, I know his favor ain't fair. Catch me on the runway taking off just like a plane in the air.
I took off on the down on the stand. I came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock stop, stand and jumping in the sand. Running circles on the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems I gave him all to God and he gave me a plan. Don't understand, you don't understand. It ain't hard to tell that Jack ain't gonna pretend.
Came out of nowhere,
Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved and let's break some chains.
All right, let's get it. 858-357-9137. What's going on to you? How are you? What's going on with you? Where are you? What's going on? Where your mind at? Where you at? We had a show we did the other night, and you know what I'm saying? And it was serious because it's like, are you weak or strong-minded? Are you taking a look at that? Welcome to the show. We give all honor, glory, and praise to the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, creator, protector, and guider of all things. You understand what I'm saying? We give honor, glory, and praise. We give thanks to our overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Pastor Jackson, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, and our Rotten Apples, you know, our young people. That's our youth program. So, you know, what's up with you? Shouts out to everybody. I'm Pastor Rod, and yo, this is it. We're getting ready to do it, the Men of Valor podcast, right here, Breaking Chains for this Thursday. And I know a lot of you fellas, you know, already know it's prime time. You know what I'm saying? You on the football game, and it's cool. You do your thing. Come holler at me at halftime, though. You know, I may still be here with you. But listen, let me give you what we all about. Breaking Chains is all about breaking chains from the world of darkness, evil. Those evil spirits. And, you know, why are we talking about breaking chains? Because, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell anybody or help anybody out of a situation that you've never been in. So if God has taken you through things in life to train you up and to strengthen you and to better you, to help and to assist others, you use that that training, you know what I'm saying, and those gifts and abilities to assist others so that they know how to come out of those situations. Because we all need help. We all need assistance. I said we. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to me and you, and you and me. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's get on board with that. And that's what Breaking Chains is all about. We don't care what people say about us. It doesn't matter because we just use God's word and we use our personal testimonies and we bring people on that don't mind sharing their testimonies because you understand what I'm saying? Nobody's walked in these shoes but the Lord and myself. You understand? That's it. And, you know, it's time for you to come from out of those hidden areas and dark places that has hurt you, damaged you, or whatever. I'm talking to me and you. Now, listen, God give it to me first before he tell me to give it to you. So understand that. So we're not here to be disrespectful. We're not here to, you know, definitely judgmental or any of that. That's not us. You know what I'm saying? That's not what this ministry represents. And no matter what you feel about me as a person, that's on you. But I'm the head of this ministry under God. And listen, that's not what is tolerated here. Okay. So take that somewhere else. And we definitely are not attacking the church because I am the church. You understand what I'm saying? When Christ was talking, God himself in the flesh was talking to Peter. He was talking to a man, one of his disciples. And the apostles, kept the church and built the church up after Christ left, because he told them, you'll do greater works than I that you'll be able to do. He, you know what I'm saying? Because they had the power and authority because they were with Christ and he left it with them. So what I'm saying is that, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. So if we're true children of God, you know what I'm saying? We're going to strive every day to be pleasing in his eyes, striving for the perfection. So when we are called, when he returns in his glory and call us up to him, we'll be ready. You understand what I'm saying? But it starts in your heart. So we just have to identify that. So welcome to the podcast, Break and Change the Men of Valor podcast, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved. You know, I'm used to coming on the radio and hanging out by myself because, I did 35 years of radio in corporate America. So, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was in the control room with you, but you and the music and the Lord. And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, when I first started in the radio, I didn't invite the Lord in when I was wilding out. So, it's just about that. So, conversation tonight, man, has been, it's going to be great because we just got back on the air and I thank God for the opportunity. I thank you out there that has, been in continuous prayer for the ministry and myself. Those that personally care and love me, I thank you out there. I love you. I love you. And those that pray, P-R-E-Y, upon me in the ministry, I pray for you too. Love you. Ain't nothing you can do about that because that's the God in me. It's the God in me. Okay. But, it's about being real and keeping it 100. And, your personal testimony helps a lot of people. Because people get to a place and they destroy the character and the self-esteem of a man as he grows when he's a young boy and he's damaged. And a lot of times men don't like to talk about their hurts, their inner hurts and their pains. It's expressed through anger, frustration, depression, drugs, alcohol, things that damage us, internally, mentally, spiritually, because we get into a dark place and we don't want God there, but God is already there and we lose sight of that. So brothers, we got to talk about it. Who are you? Who are we? Ask yourself, who are you? It's all about your identity. Who are you? Like, where are you right now? Where are you mentally? You understand what I'm saying? Where are you physically? And most importantly, where are you spiritually? And listen. And what are you doing where you're at? You understand? And it starts with your identity. Who do you believe you are or who do you think you are? Back in the day, they had the song Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? Back then, when the drugs hit the streets, and our communities were still enslaved because, they took us, away from ourselves. They took us away from our identity. And a lot of our ancestors died fighting for our rights. Fighting for our rights to have it. And still, the European world is still striving to enslave. But when the drugs hit the streets, that was the way to start killing us off. You understand? Listen. It's not about anything but history. Don't take it wrong because I got to get shouts out because listen, we on Apple Podcasts, Google now. You understand what I'm saying? We on Amazon. We on Spotify, iHeart. So, you got to be very careful, they say, about what you say and how you present it. But you know what I'm saying? You got to present the truth. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, if you believe in God and follow after his son and filled with his Holy Spirit, the truth has already made you free, set you free, and you free. So I'm free. You know, the devil is the prince of the world. And listen, these airwaves and all that belong to him for right now. But listen, God allows us opportunity to come into these airwaves to be the you know what I'm saying, the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You just got to be who you are. And see, men, we are called to be, listen, we were created. Listen, all you got to do, listen, if you study your word, and see, that's where we get into the problem. We want to say we studying, but we ain't studying. We ain't studying. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a problem because it's showing. See, you can say what you want to say, but it shows. See, listen, none of us are perfect. I ain't say none of you. I say none of us. That means me, you, all. Ain't nobody walking on this earth perfect. You understand? There's no one walking on this earth that is sinless. You understand what I'm saying? God said if someone is walking on the earth, if a man say that he's sinless, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You know that he is a liar and the truth ain't in him. And so part of it is that we just say, yeah, man, you're right. I agree. Or amen. And yeah. You know, to agree to something, no, ain't right. Who are you, brother? If we're going to say that we men of God, you understand? We sons of the King. Listen, which makes us heirs to the throne, heirs to the kingdom, joint heirs to the throne. That's what the scripture says. Listen, here's the thing, your identity. Are we gonna continue to be conformed to the world, which God already told us not? He said, do not be conformed to the world. But we've been some disobedient people in our lives, ain't we? And see, it's a lot of people that know me and you know what I'm saying? And that, listen, it's a lot of people that come up in these doors here because the doors of the church around here at Breaking Chains, the doors of the church are always open. You know what I'm saying? It's just about, you know what I'm saying? You listen, I can't say something to you that I've never experienced or that God didn't show me. I'm not that person anymore that's got to lead you astray. You know, if you're looking for the perfect pastor, you living in the wrong place. You ain't gonna find him nowhere in the world. I'm not saying, listen, this is no disrespect to no man of God, no woman of God, in leadership at all, in the fivefold ministry. Because let me tell you something, there's some power out there in the leadership of the church. But who I'm talking about to you, my brothers, I'm talking to my brothers right now, is that we have to get back to our identity and know who we are. Made in the image after the likeness of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You know how much power and authority that gives you, but not over me and not over that other man either? Not over that woman, not over that child. Listen, let me tell you something. He said, train up a child in the way he should go when he's older, but not depart from you. Listen, you don't have no dominion over no human being. Period. I don't care if you want to believe it or not. You better go and read and study your word. It's back there in Genesis chapter 1. He told you to take care of the land, the animals, the food, and everything. And mankind has destroyed everything he's asked of us to do. Man has gotten into their mindset because they've come conformed to the evil side of living in that dark world. And you say, guess what? You know what I'm saying? I had this attitude too. So I know it to be true. Because I saw it growing up, so I know it's out there. I know it was here before I got here. I read it in his word. So you can sit there and deny it all you want. But if you denying it, that means you calling God a liar. And you on your own with that one, pot. Listen. Christ told him sitting at the table at the Last Supper. He said, let me tell you something. What are you going to betray me? But it would have been better for him if he would have not been born. See, you betraying God, the one that gives you breath every day, gives you life, gives you the ability to live your life, free will. And this is what we do to him? We don't have no respect for each other, no love for each other. You would rather talk about me and dog me out than to support and come in and let's come together and pray, because there's power in unity. But you would rather just sit over there and see when I'm going to fall and who gossiping about me to talk about us and dog us out than to come and join us so we can come together. Oh, you know he still got this. He, you know when she told me this, you know she saw him over at the store. She saw him down at that church. They saw him over there. Let me tell you something. You can get involved with it all you want. But see, I can come on here and talk about me all day long, because I trust God. I have faith in God. I heard what God said, that he said, for God so loved the world, son, that I gave my only begotten son. And whosoever believed that shall not ever perish, but have eternal life with him. I believe that. It took me a long time to get my self-esteem and my identity back in my life. So I stopped saying that I'm going to do what I want to do the way I want it. You know, and man, F the consequences. I don't have that attitude anymore. And when I had that attitude, I cried because of the consequences, because it hurt me. Whether I said something, did something that wasn't right, hurt someone with my words, my actions, my deeds, anything. And man, we have to get past that, because it was done to us, so we don't need to carry that no more. We don't have to carry that anger, that hurt, that pain no more, because I carried it for a long time. I talk about it today. But see, I got to talk about it, because see, when I wanted to talk about it to get rid of it, nobody wanted to listen. So see, that's what breaking chains is all about. We want to listen because we want to talk about it. I love talking about it, because God says that, guess what, that we're supposed to talk about each other's problems, sins, and issues, and we're supposed to be our brother's keeper. We're supposed to be there for one another. We're supposed to love each other just like he loved us. He gave his life for us. He said, you are no longer my friends. We family now. We got called into the royal priesthood. We became a chosen people, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Brothers, if you have love for his son, listen. The only way to get it done properly, And there's truth, which adds life, is through Christ. And listen, you can debate and dispute about the name and whatever the case may be. Yeah, man, I know that, you know what I'm saying, that the Roman Catholics and the Europeans and, you know what I'm saying, came together, you know what I'm saying, and changed names. And, you know, because there was no J in the Hebrew times, you know, in the later period. So we know that. You understand what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God knows your heart. You can stand out here all day long and dispute. You understand? And put your soul at an unrest. But see, he said the battle is not yours anyway. He told you that the vengeance is his anyway. You understand what I'm saying? See, we brothers, listen. If we're going to continue to do our own thing and not listen to what the prophet Jeremiah told us in chapter 29, verse 11, you know, that God said, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, you know, to prosper us, to move us forward, to make us healthy and strong, but not to harm us. That's the thing that stands out the most to me, not to harm you. We harm ourselves. And then here's another issue. The ones that got it, a lot of them don't want to help nobody else get it. That crab got out, but he don't want to throw the rope in to help the others out. You know, people talk about the crab in the bucket mentality. You know, if you go catch a bunch of crabs and put them in the bucket, one try to get, that's where they get it from. Crabs really pull up crabs, real live crabs, and they delicious. You put some Cajun on them, and boys, put that Louisiana twist. Oh, okay, anyway, listen, that crab, those live crabs will pull each other back in the bucket. And what puzzles me is that, you know what I'm saying? You say, I'm a man of God. And you tearing your brother up. Destroying his character. Destroying his identity. When one, listen now. One can slay 1,000 and two can slay 10,000. So me and you join together in the spirit of the Lord. We can knock the head off the devils coming at us. 10,000 of them. And then guess what? We can see the change in our communities, Lord God. Thank you. We can see the change in our children. Thank you, Lord God. Listen to me now. Listen. We can see the change in our schools. Thank you, Lord God. We can see the change in our homes, in our families, in our marriages, in our relationships. Oh, and most important, we'll see the change in God's house, in the church, because the church starts with you. See, when you go into God's house and you know all the stuff in there, the politics that they got up in there, all of the politics in God's house, and you allow the politics in there, when the politicians tell you they don't want you in there, separation of church and state. How are you going to separate the church and state? And the church was built on Christ, who is the church, and the government is on his shoulders. How you going to get to separate it? You a man that he created. Man, you just have me on here just all wired up because you don't want to hear the truth. And then you get mad at me and talk about me, but then I got to tell you what God said. God said, guess what? My word is alive and active. Sharper than a double-edged sword. It's supposed to rip through this flesh right here. It's supposed to rip through that muscle. You understand what I'm saying? Them bones. Everything, and rip you open and expose everything that God already knows about you anyway. How is it that you thinking you running and hiding and keeping things from the one who is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent? That means that he's everywhere all the time at the same time. So wherever you are in the world listening to this podcast right now, God is right there with you, and he in this studio with me right now. Ain't that something? You can't do that. You can't listen. Can you be omnipresent? Can you come and meet me right now and then stay where you at the same time and come here? I know I can't do it. But can you do it? Let me ask you something else. Everywhere at the same time with all power in his hand. You ain't got no power unless he gives it to you. And then the power that you say you have, you don't think, let me tell you something, you don't think that the Lord is just step back and just letting you have your free will to do. You out here stealing, robbing, conniving, and hustling people. You know, listen, you all on the internet. Listen, man, this is what you doing. I don't care what color your skin is. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to the ones out there, whoever listening. You understand what I'm saying? And especially the ones that say, I'm a man of God. Listen, man, we got to do better. Listen, we are the kings of the earth, man. We out here got this be myself and I attitude. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me say this. Let me correct this. You out there with that me, myself, and I attitude. You billionaires got all the money. And listen, you could give everybody walking on the earth right now. Listen. It's 8.6 billion, some people, that's women, men, women, and children, right? Okay, so you take out all the children, okay, right? And you count everybody that's 21 and up, and you diminish that number, right? Okay, so the ones that you go for 21 and up, if you take every last one of them, give them a $100,000 apiece, and tell them, hey, this is a gift. Get your life in order. Do you know what that could do to the world? While you sitting around stealing all of our money, not taking care of... Listen, let me tell you something. Because see, I'm about to come for you now. See, because man, I'm talking to all the men right now. If you a man of God, you got all power and authority within you to stand up against Satan. and his imps. You got the power and authority to speak against either any evil spirit that tries to come up against us. You understand what I'm saying? Don't let no man tell you just because you confess with your mouth that you saved and that's it. You got to believe it in your heart. God said trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him so that he can direct your path. So you got to put in some work too. He say faith without works is dead. And then he says works without faith is also dead. He said it is impossible to please me without faith. Do you know what faith is? Faith is you sitting in that chair and you know and not knowing that it's going to fall as soon as you sit in it. When you walk out the door in the morning, you know that you just got in your mind that everything's going to be all right. You on your way to work. You sitting there watching the football, your favorite reality show, whatever that crap is on TV, and you got the faith to believe that God is going to provide your food, your lights, your water, your gas in your car, your children, everything. You got enough faith to believe that. But you ain't got enough faith to spend time with God. You ain't got enough faith to just say, thank you, Lord. You ain't got enough faith to say, thank you, Lord, for just waking me up this morning. Lord God, let me walk out this door, Lord God, to get my day started. Lord God, thank you for letting me drive down the street and make it to work safely. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me this job. But you just, I'd be glad with 5 o'clock. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this. You're just so ungrateful. But you're mad at me. But see, your leadership don't want to talk to you like this, and you think I'm just being mean. Oh, listen, he's so rude. He's so... Let me tell you something. You must don't know about John the Baptist. John the Baptist's ministry was this right here. Repent, for the coming of the Lord is near. Did you hear what I said? You better go read about John the Baptist. He's the one that baptized our Savior. He's the one that baptized, the one that died on the cross for you and me. He was a very special man. He's the one that died for what he believed and who he believed in. Please. I do what I want to do when I want to. Nobody tell me what to do. God already told you. He just sent some messages. He sent his fivefold men. See, and let me tell you something. His church is popping up. Listen. They say they churches. See, I'm thinking, well, I just love the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit come correct that tongue, boy, when you belong to him. Let me tell you something. He come grab. He'll shut your mouth. Listen, he'll shut your mouth up. Y'all forgive me. I drinking my tea, too, you know. I put a little ginger, a little turmeric, a little lavender, you know what I'm saying? A little lemon, honey. You get that. And you gotta care of yourself because I waited a long time to take care of myself. And the consequences, oh my God, the consequences. Whew. My God, the consequences. But I thank God that he gives me the strength to carry on. I thank God that he gives me his comfort. Because I sound like Speed Buggy just there. You know, how Speed Buggy used to give out, and you know he had to give him some, and he go zoom zoom zoom. I don't know if some of you are old enough to remember Speed Buggy, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, you know what I'm saying, when God come and whisper in your ear, you feel like Speed Buggy. You go zoom zoom zoom. You get that second wind. You get that other energy coming to you. Ooh, thank you, Lord. You understand what I'm saying? So see, my brothers. Sometimes there's going to be that man. He may be younger than you. He may be older than you. But all you got to do is pay attention to him and listen to him. You don't know if he's been with the Lord if you say you've been with him and you spend time with him and he's with you at all times. Listen, he said he'll never leave nor forsake me. There were times I just wanted to run away from him. There were times when I asked him too, Lord, can you let this cup right here pass me? I don't want to do no ministry. I don't want to do this. People don't care. You know what he told me? He said, you do. You care. Man, I done been stepped on, spit on, ridiculed, talked about. You understand what I'm saying? Abused mentally, physically, verbally. I mean, what? And you know what? I still love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Because I done been pissed off too. Got mad too. I'm a middle-aged man right now. I ain't old. You know, I'm 55. Folks say, that's old. 55, arrive alive. Hey, still here, thank God. Still kicking, still breathing. Don't get around like I used to, thank God. I thank God for change. God said that, you know what I'm saying, once we accept him and come into him, you know what I'm saying, you got to put away the old man because the new man, he's alive. It's like he went to the tomb. He'll be a dead man walking. Y'all here got so much going on, brothers. Depression, frustration, anger, hurt, and pain. You understand what I'm saying? You wondering, you understand why relationships are going the way that they're going? Why situations the way that they are? Because, you know what I'm saying? We hold a bitterness because we don't think nobody want to hear us. We think people judge us and say you're weak, and they do it. You know what I'm saying? We got sisters out there, you know what I'm saying, that you know what I'm saying, are be that with you 1 minute, and then they're over there with the girlfriends talking about you. Understand? And then here's most importantly, my brothers, you understand, if you walking with the Lord and spend time with him and you are a true king, God show you things that they don't even think that you even know. And then it makes you feel a certain way. I already know, brother, been there, done that. The most important thing is, brothers, that you don't give up on the Lord, is that you don't give up on yourself. Because, listen, I gave up on myself plenty of times. But when I wanted to quit, God wouldn't let me quit. When I was tired and weak and said I was done, he said, well, just be tired and weak and take a break. You ain't done. You ain't done. See, one thing about it is that you got to remember Deuteronomy 28. You either want, listen, you either want to get the blessings for being obedient, or you want to get the curses and the wrath for being disobedient. Go read it. There's the breakdown right there between light and darkness. And the one thing about light and darkness, whoever you are out there and you think that you that got that power, I don't even care. Listen, they already, and the Antichrist is already in the earth. He's already here. You understand what I'm saying? But one thing about it is he can only use illusions when it's time for him to make his appearance. But one thing about it is that God told you about that. But one thing that he can't do, he can't turn this nighttime that I'm not looking at into day. He can't tell that night right here, right now, that I see outside and make the sun come up right now. He can't do it. And Lord say the same, when I wake up in the morning and see the day, he can't make it night right then. Because where I am right now, there's darkness. But where you are right now may be light. Because see, we got brothers and sisters over in Ghana and South Africa, Zimbabwe, you know, the United Kingdom. How you doing in Canada? You understand what I'm saying? So see, when we can come together and unify, there's power and authority. God said that he gave us, listen, we got power and authority, man, to trample over the heads of scorpions and snakes. Trample over it. And then put that head on, you know what I'm saying, stomp on the head of the devil who ain't even got no power. Listen. He lost all his power and authority. That was proven in God's word in the book of Genesis. He can only come into your life with lies and deceit, conniving actions and words. I always tell you this. Let me tell you something. You know, evil person, a thief or somebody, you know what I'm saying? They can force of entry, got to break in. You understand what I'm saying? And when there's something going on, some type of police call that comes in, domestic, anything, robbery, murder, homicide, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They're going to start dusting for fingerprints and looking for entry points and all these kind of things. Let me tell you something. You better stop opening the door to just anybody. You better think that you, let me tell you something. You better stop thinking that you got all this, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You lost right there. You lost right there. Because, excuse me, because of your mentality and your approach to the whole situation. Because one thing that I know that I can say is that, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to quote the word of God, God says that that's the greatest weapon that I have. Is his word. But the one that we use the most is our tongue, because we use this tongue to speak life and death. And a lot of people don't hold themselves accountable. A lot of people don't ask for forgiveness. Any of that. Just go on. Listen, there are people laying in their grave, sleeping, waiting on the Lord to return, and you didn't even apologize to them for what you said or did to them. You don't have to answer for that. See, there's a lot of things that we don't give thoughts to. I'm talking to everybody now. Asked a question the other night. Have you given thought about, you know what I'm saying, when is your time, which you don't know when is your time, when God gonna take that last breath out of your body? Are you ready for that? Are you mentally ready for that? Are things physically set up when that time comes? Are you spiritually ready for that? Oh, I'm healthy. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good. Okay. You don't think about Ananias and his wife Sapphira, huh? Who they thought that, you know what I'm saying, they was going to take blessing to the church and to the apostles, and you know what I'm saying, they were told to do this, but they did it their way, and they were given an opportunity, Lord God, to say, hey, are you sure you're doing the right thing? I'm just paraphrasing it. Are you giving it all that you're supposed to give, and you're being truthful, and you're still standing on your old conniving lying self and say, oh yeah, Pastor, everything's good. We got you, Pastor. We got your back. And you say, okay, you sure? And guess what? Ananias dropped dead right there. But you missed the big stuff. You missed big thing, huh? But then guess what? Here you come, sister, strutting on up in there. Guess what? Peter asked you the same thing. You show? Tell him the truth? This all right? Yeah. Mm-hmm, Pastor, this is it. Well, Pastor, we got you. You got his stuff down in your bra. You know how women do. You know, no disrespect. You know how they do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Pastor, you know that. You show now, sister. Yes, sir. All right. She dropped dead. Same man that just dropped her husband in the hole came and got her and dropped her in the hole with her husband. Why did I say that to you? Who do you think you are? Where you at? And what you doing? You doing it your way? Or you going to just throw your hands up and you going to do it God's way? Because let me tell you something. You better start listening to people that ain't ashamed. That study the word. That study the word to please God. Who ain't ashamed to stand up and claim it and claim him and rightly divide the truth. Let me tell you something. You can't add to it or take away from it. The only thing you can take away from it is knowledge and wisdom and understanding of his word. And he's saying, all I get in, you better get an understanding. You better stop letting man lead you astray. You better stop being conformed to this world and get a renewing of your mind. I asked it Monday night. Are you weak or strong-minded? Have you challenged yourself? Have you sat down and spent time with you? You and God. And you do, you know, Tadashi did a song, 116 Click, Reach Records, what's up? You know, Drew, Tony, G-O-N, Second Samuel, you know, those guys doing it, man, doing it for the Lord. Listen, let me tell you something. Have you ever taken the time to just think about where your mindset is at and what you're doing? Where you at? What you doing? What you doing there? Is it work of the Lord? Or is it the work of man? We making all the money selling the drugs. Listen, we making them money. We making everybody money. But we doing all the work still. Listen, when they came and kidnapped our ancestors and then bought our ancestors, they knew what they were coming. Listen, how do you come and get the most intelligent people, the richest people in the world, to come and build a country for you because you so stupid and dumb? All you know how to do is kill, lie, cheat, and hustle. Drink, get drunk, fornicate with your family. You understand what I'm saying? Savages. But you did that to yourself because of your disobedience. You didn't want to be obedient. You didn't want to submit to God. And his people were the leadership, kings and queens of the earth. You don't want to accept the fact now that, listen, that everybody in the earth come from that black man and that black woman. I don't care what nationality that you put with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Man flipped things to appease man. But you better get on the right page and start doing things to please God. You better go take some time and read Deuteronomy 28. See whose side you on. I mean, I'm going to take a quick break, man. I'm serious. God say pray without ceasing, but he says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Who are you? Are you righteous? Are you one of his? Are you a child of the king? Is your daddy the creator of all creation? Does your daddy got the whole world in his hands? He got the... I slung that growing up. Is your daddy the one that gives you breath right now? Take a deep breath. Hold it. Now exhale. So just imagine if you just took a breath and that was the last one. Because daddy needed it back. He came to get his spirit from you. Because, listen, he came to get his spirit from you because it was time for you to close your eyes so your soul can rest. I'm just saying. 858-357-9137. Listen, pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation, man. I like talking about God. I love what he's doing in our lives. For you and me. Because it's in you, oh Lord, that I trust and believe. We break a chain to the men of valor. It's the podcast. We're getting down with it. Shouts out to everybody out there. Thanks for turning us on. We'll be right back.
We lift our hands and pray.
Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community, in your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press, you know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Let the devil sting my brain.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, he said it creeping and seeking a way to make us fall,
make us fall.
So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always
stand tall, yeah.
You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it,
yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it, no. That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him,
yeah,
for real. It ain't nothing
nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle-axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here. Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
Nah.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome.
Yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word. Trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united. The devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose. Together we make us a body.
Woo.
I'ma give it my all.
Yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed. Allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way. That's something you can't afford.
No.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
you're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Giving all honor, glory, and praise to God Father, God Son, God Holy Spirit. For all things, the good, the bad, the ugly, the ups and the downs, we thank him. I tell you, we bow down to him. And we give shouts out to our overseer and mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. What's up, Pastor Jackson, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our riding apples, and all of you out there, you know, our brothers and sisters out there. We love you. Ain't nothing you could do about that. Stepping into the second hour, man, and it's Breaking Chains, the Men of Valor podcast. And we on that identity talk, man. You know, brothers, who are you? Where are you? And what you doing? Where you at? What's going on with you? You know, if you didn't catch the first hour, you can go and check the replay. We on, you know, thank God for what he's doing, man. He's doing a lot of great things in the ministry. You know what I'm saying? No matter, you know, if you heard Drew just then, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you got to refuse the devil. You got to stand up against him. We got to unite, brothers. That's power. You know what I'm saying? In unity. When we come together, that's power. God told you that one can slay 1,000. So, see, I'm on the air right now. Me and the Lord. So, I got 1,000 of them slayed right now. Bam! Gone! But see, two of us can slay 10,000. So you got to believe and trust in that. You know, I lay myself at his feet every morning I wake up. No matter what my day looks like, what it feels like. You understand what I'm saying? I call out to him. I got to bring it to him. You know what I'm saying? The enemy coming. If you're doing the work of the Lord, listen, he already told you trials and tribulations are coming. Pain and suffering is coming. You understand what I'm saying? And they're going to hate you. He said they hated me before they hated you. You understand what I'm saying? You let me tell you something. You should feel so grateful and just thankful. You know, just so special that you were chosen. God say, I chose you. You didn't choose me. God brought us into his marvelous life through his only begotten Son. Because we are part of that whosoever family. We believe. We trust. So listen, it's now time to, you know, continue with your words, but it's time to start putting your words to work with your actions. See, don't come and tell me you love me and you ain't showing me you love me. Love is an action. God proved that in John 3:16. So you can dispute it all you want. Love is a verb. It's an action. It's a noun, yeah. You know, love can be used in so many different ways. But the most important is what God say love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is meek. You understand? Love is gentle. Love is patient. You understand? That's the fruit of spirit. That's God in you. That's God in me. 858-357-9137. Stepping into the second hour, man. It's just real. You know, God said you have to serve and worship him in spirit and in truth. His only begotten son says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to my father without going through me. That's scripture. That's the word. And the word is God. Listen. John, the apostle John. John 1 and 1. Get what God told John to say. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The biggest issue with, you know, with people, mankind, you know, who God created, was when God became flesh, they denied him. How God gonna be flesh? How God gonna come as a man? How God gonna... Listen. How you got breath? How you can see? How you can smell? How you can hear? How you can walk? How you got feet? How you got hands? How you got body parts? And you asking how God can come in the flesh? He is the living word. He is that living tree that we connected to. We just branches a part of him. And listen. Scripture even tell you that every part of your body has a different function to it. You understand what I'm saying? The ear can't see and the eye can't hear. Take it for what it's worth. There are people out here that don't have the abilities like that anymore, physical ability. Some were not born. So you sitting around here being like a big old, man, I'm about to call you a name. Thank God. I was about to call you a name. You understand what I'm saying? Not, you know, nothing vulgar like that, but honestly, I would have called you what Christ wrote in on, you know what I'm saying? When he came in and they were talking about, laying the palms in the streets, and then a week later you kill him, you with your lies. But see, he was riding on a jackass, a donkey. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of you out here right now, like somebody got a carrot in front of you and leading you astray. You are a jackass, a donkey, who gets led astray. And if he got a carrot in front of him, he going to go wherever that carrot tell him to go. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of, listen, Christ told us when he left here that the sheep were going to be scattered and they were going to wander. And guess what? A lot of people out here that know better still just wandering, figure that, you know what I'm saying, ain't no consequences. Like Deuteronomy 28, it's in the Old Testament. It ain't in the daytime. Let me tell you something, it ain't in the biblical time. You just showing how foolish you are. You just showing how true God's word is. Is when he say my people perish for the lack of knowledge. He says because you reject the knowledge. And he also says since you reject the knowledge, your children will suffer. Here we are in 2023 and our children are suffering. Your children, my children, their children, their children, their children, and they are suffering. What you doing about it? Are you the cause of it? We have spoken so much damage and deceit and negativity over our families and lives with lies that have been instilled in us, and we didn't even spend time to go find out the truth. You're always running behind signs and wonders and lies and deceit because, let me tell you something. You pull out a camera over a fight before you pull out a camera over congratulations of a brother doing good in the hood. You will spread news of deceit and lies and violence and negativity in the lift a brother up who just opened up his first black business in the neighborhood to help his people. And you won't even support him. And you say, why we call jackasses? Because they put that carrot in front of you, and they lead you to their malls. They lead you to their big corporate America internets, and you spend all your money, and you get on they social medias that they still making money, and you just flaunt it. But you won't come and buy no property. You won't go buy no land. You won't go start a business. You won't do nothing. And if the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. And if you got sensitive skin and you got easy toes, go put some steel-toe shoes on. Because I'm just telling you the truth. Because the enemy out there deceiving you and lying to you and just robbing us blind. And when you ain't saying nothing, I ain't putting nobody down. I'm just telling the truth. I'm talking to them evil spirits out there lurking to let you know that I see you. God already see, but God allows men and women to walk in there to see you. And to call you out. See, there's another level, you know what I'm saying, above me that's going to call you out by name. That ain't me. That's not the job, that's not the assignment God gave me. He just called, listen, he sent me ahead of time to let you give you the warning that is on the way. I told you in 2022 that 2023 was going to be a year of exposure and accountability. See, I got tired a while back. When the doctor say, I got this issue, the doctor say, you got issues with your brain. Doctor say, you got issues with liver, you got kidney. And the doctor tried to speak cancer. The doctor tried to speak all kind of things. But you understand what I'm saying? I speak the word of the Lord over my life. I speak the power of his authority over my life. I speak the power of his healing over my life from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. God told me no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It's going to form, but it ain't going to prosper. He told me that them tongues going to come up against me. But guess what? Them tongues, let me tell you something, son. Vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. I'm going to tend to them. A lot of situations that I just had to walk away from. That you just don't even know about. People don't know your story. God does. So brothers, just listen. Loose that man and let him go in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's Hebrew, but Jesus Christ. His name is Yahshua. Start calling him. Listen. Say, you want to call on God? Say, Yahweh. Yah, I need you. But see, when I said earlier about that name Jesus, God knows your heart. So he will acknowledge you because he will acknowledge you. You understand what I'm saying? Because you have him in your heart. And brothers, once we unite and come together in love and empowerment, you understand what I'm saying? You know, in growth, unity. You understand? We'll be able to teach our sons to show our sons that guns ain't the answer. Violence not the answer. Stealing and killing is not the answer. You're a young prince that's going to grow to be a king if you want to. Listen. I could call out the false prophets all day long. But you got to go in and study for yourself. Pastor not going to be standing before the throne with you when it's time for you to go and answer to God. You breathing, so you still got time to get your life right. You still got time to clean it up. Listen, the thief hanging on the cross. Listen, it was two thieves hanging on the cross. Christ was in the middle. Yahshua, right there in the middle. One on the right, one on the left. You understand? One on the left. Close to his heart. One on the right, ignorant. Don't be on the dark side, on the right side of him being ignorant. You know? Telling him, hey, if you truly who you say you are, you'll call a legion of angels to get you up off that cross. But the other brother over there who had came into his senses came under the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. You understand? Say, remember me. Remember me. Because he knew who he was. See, you got to know who he is. You got to have that relationship. So, my brothers, I plead with you tonight that you learned everything about your favorite team and all sports. You done learned everything about how to get your hustle on. You done learned everything about how to do your job, or, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To you know what I'm saying? Keep your woman, your wife, your queen happy. You know all these things. Make sure that you seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, so that all those things will remain with you and all those things will be having things added to them. Keep God first. Be pleasing in his eyes. Be like the King David. I encourage all of us, brothers, men of God, to be like King David, the greatest king that walked the earth, a man after God's own heart, that repented of his sins, cleaned his life up, and turned it over to God. And then God will be in you. When you use God's word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, you will know that he's there. You will know that he's present in your life. And then you will start feeling the change in your life, brothers. Because you are the head. You ain't the tail. You the head. God made you the head of the family. He made you the provider. He made us the protectors. He made us the men. Out of the dust of the earth, not the dirt, the dust. And he blew his breath of life into us. You understand what I'm saying? And he knew that we needed a soulmate and a helpmeet. So he took that rib closest to your heart and created her, the queen. To be his helpmate, soulmate. You understand? Together. Yeah, they messed up. We mess up. Sin is still in the earth. But we have to come together. We have to communicate. We got to talk about it. Stop. We got to come together. God created Adam and Eve. Thank you, the Reverend Dr. Charles Arthur Tunsil Sr. He made that very valid in his teaching when I was a young boy growing up in the Stone Street Missionary Baptist Church down in Mobile, Alabama, built in 1806. That's some history. See, there's a lot of lies out there, but you got to study and know real history. He said, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You do what you want to do with your life, but you understand what I'm saying? We either going to abide by God's word or let man lead you straight to hell. The blind leading the blind. Decide what side you're going to be on. Too many of y'all young men are dying in the streets. Too many of y'all men are going to prison. They're building prisons constantly. They're bringing the 2030 agenda, the new world order, into play right before your eyes right now. And a lot of you are not even paying attention to it. They were talking about it on the world news today, the new world order. And you put NWO with rats and spending your money instead of preparing yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically for what this evil, wicked world of politicians and corrupt corporations and corrupt billionaires are preparing to do to you. And you not even paying attention to it. You understand what I'm saying? And see, you thought I was going to leave some people out. I'm talking to your politicians now, because I already got on them old so-called false prophets. Because the real pastors, they finna stand up. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of leaders that are about to retire and sit down and you know what I'm saying? Emeritus pastors are, you know, all over the world that are true and sold out for God. But see, there are ones that's being trained coming in behind them that don't take your crap. And they do it with love. But they're going to tell you, listen, if it ain't in this word, don't bring it. If it ain't in that word, we can't bring it in God's house. And it's a lot of you going to lose positions. It's going to a lot of you going to lose your seats in the house because that seat don't even exist in God's word. Not in his house. You made it up. See, everything made up by man in God's house is about to be put out of God's house. Did you hear what I just said to you? I'm talking to the leadership of God's house. See, God's house is supposed to look totally different from the world's house that they got over there for so-called people that they say serve God, but it's this different God. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm talking about the true and living God. Yahweh, the great I am. You understand what I'm saying? El Shaddai. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisa, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tishkanu. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about him. Because he said that, you know, listen, he going to start cleaning. He going to start cleaning house, but he going to start at his verse. He started with his church, with his house. Cleaning it up. See, enough is enough. You start going tradition in God's house, and it ain't saving no souls. You in there bickering and raising all kind of hell in God's house. Ain't that something? God said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. And you taking hell in God's house? You don't think you about to get swept up out of there? Souls need to be saved. People out here sick, dying, in the streets, wandering. Like lost dogs looking for something to eat. And you know how you treat a lost dog out there, a stray. You know how you treat it. Better get your mind right. I pray. Listen, I'm talking to all of God's leaders of his church that fall under the fivefold ministry. You striving to get yourself right and working into the church and doing ministry work. Listen, I'm one of them. Let me start with me. I can't talk about you. You do. God going to deal with you. Let me tell you something. Because God has been dealing with me for the last, 27 years when he gave me this ministry. And he has shown me so much. I've done a lot of things and I've been punished for him. And he's shown me so much and I've had a lot of growth. In the last 27 years, while yet I was still in my sin, he still died for me. While I was still tore up from the floor up, he gave me a vision and told me to write it and make it plain. And here we are 27 years later, he's still providing and making a way for it to keep putting his word out there. And I'm thankful to be the one that he's using to do this work. I'm on this airway by myself, me and him. And those that are listening, mwah, love you to death, I tell you. But let me tell you something. I don't mind. I can talk about him all night long. Because I got a 55-year-old testimony, one every day I can share with you. So, you know, it's cool. But listen, get God's house in order. Stop all that bickering and fighting and all the stuff you doing up in there. Get it right. Because the men and women of God that really love and trust him, believe in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, it's time. And you politicians, I ain't forget about your crooked, old evil self. Still walking around here enslaving people, got your thumb on people, bothering everybody, going all over the world, starting wars, starting trouble. God said wars, rumor of wars. You know what I'm saying? All kind of things are going to happen. It's happening right now. Read the study. It's happening right now in your eyes. The mark of the beast. All that stuff coming into play right now. Let me tell you something. People that you go out and they tell you, go out and vote, cast your vote. Keep voting. Because the day is coming. Because God is about to rip. You remember the old saying? About to get ripped a new one. See, we done voted for him and you done been manipulated and just, you know, enslaved mentally to believe that this and that and this and that. And even some of you out there part of the crooked game. You got them all in office, you understand, voting them in, but they're doing what they're going to do. They work when they want to work and do what they want to do and take all your money and spend it the way they want to. You understand? And living lavish and setting the 2030 agenda and the NWO agenda in motion and so aboard with it. And the ones that's against it say they so outnumbered and outvoted, it's like they don't have a voice. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of them are afraid to use their voice because they've been threatened. Their families have been threatened. See, it's a lot of you crooked people sitting in high places that's doing a lot of evil things. But God sees you. God, how you not think God don't see you? And I'm telling it to you right now over this podcast. You sitting there with your agenda that you can continue to enslave all mankind. Now you about to try to take over the world with your 2030 agenda. You know, leadership, heads of state all over the world coming together. You know what I'm saying? To put people into poverty, to take people's finances away, so people can you understand what I'm saying? They trying to use God's word against you, talking about the, you know, separating the wheat and the tares. You understand what I'm saying? What they need to do. What they need to do to get rid of the evil people. They need to do this. They need to do that. We need to control the food. We need to control the water, the money. So they make it all toxic. And so 2030 agenda is on the way so they can have control of it. Let me tell you something else, Mr. Politician, Miss Politician. You know, you did a big old emergency test the other week there, and they took it out, and it was on all television, on all radios, whether it's on your phone, computer, in your car, in your house. It all happened at one time all over the world, and you thinking that I don't know, you ain't thinking God see you, because I'm telling you that I know, because God told me to tell you that he see you. You constantly trying to manipulate the people, take advantage of the people, and we're the ones that's paying the taxes. We're the ones spending the money. You giving people EBT, Social Security, and all these. You're giving people back what they've already paid for. How you going to give me something that I already own? How you going to take from me something that I own and you don't even own it? How you going to claim something that you don't even own? My ancestors own the land you walking on right now. Keep playing. Brothers, who are you, where you at, and what you doing? We should be together about this. Listen, we tired of you coming in, listen, telling us what we should and shouldn't be doing, and you ain't doing it. And let me tell you something else, my brothers and my sisters. Don't be getting mad at these old evil people coming into your hood, in your community, in your house, or whatever, because, you know what I'm saying, you saying they doing wrong and you doing wrong. You don't want nobody bothering you. Don't be doing the wrong thing. Listen, if you're doing the wrong thing, don't you think that it's going to come out? Don't you think it's going to be exposed? Evil for evil gets evil. It has consequences. The wages of sin is death. I had to take my dog to the vet today, right? So I'm riding to take my dog to the vet. You understand what I'm saying? And people just running red lights, stop signs, not stopping. You have no concern. You have no care for one another. So how do you expect somebody else who's in leadership to have a concern for you and you don't care? That's why they take from us. That's why they steal from us. That's why your community looks the way it does. That's why your streets are raggedy. That's why your schools are empty and raggedy and falling apart. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the stores are closing. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they take it over and shutting down your community. Because you ain't saying nothing. You ain't voting. So listen, if you pay attention to the news, you see about redistricting. You know what I'm saying? Red zoning. You know what I'm saying? Putting this zone, taking that zone. And because you ain't saying that. You ain't doing nothing. So they doing what the hell they want to do. Because you figure that you don't respect the law. You ain't got to respect nothing. You know, listen. God told you when he walked in the earth as Christ, he said, render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's and render unto God's what is God's. Let me tell you something. God owns everything, but there are laws that man put into the earth that you got to abide. There's some, a lot of them coincide with God's laws of the Ten Commandments. Steal, kill, and all this kind of stuff, rob and all this. You breaking commandments. You ain't even teaching your children that the God said that obey your mother and your father so that your days may be long. You wonder sometimes why your children leaving here, because you allowed your children to be very disrespectful to you. You understand? Put their hands on you, doing certain things to you, saying certain things to you. So God said, no, 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 no. He says, so that your days may be long. You shortening your days. See that? He said, I don't want to harm you. I ain't going to do nothing to harm you. I'm going to always give you an opportunity to get it right. And we just keep passing up on the opportunity. Every morning you wake up, you get another opportunity. And you keep passing up on it. And you wonder why King Solomon in the book of Proverbs called you a fool. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, Billy Preston had a song, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. Let me tell you something. God just don't respect the persons, right? If you ain't going to put nothing in, how you expect to get something out? Too much is given. Let me tell you something. Much is given. Much is required. You want all this, what you going to put in to get it? Lord, I want this beautiful house. I want this big car. I want all this money. I want all that. Well, what you going to do to get it? Are you going to surrender your life to me? Are you going to come to me? Are you going to trust in me with all your heart? Understand what I'm saying? Are you going to stop leaning to your own understanding? Are you going to trust in me in all your ways and acknowledge me while you're there? While you're in the dope house, while you're over under the tree drinking all the alcohol, whatever you're doing, are you going to acknowledge him in everywhere you at? Because there's going to be a day he's going to come and get you up out of there. And he's going to turn your life around. See, sometimes the consequences to you is just to give it up and walk away from it and turn away. See, we don't want to turn away from some of the people. We don't want to get out of some of the relationships. We don't want to leave certain situations. You know what I'm saying? God say go, and we just want to hang on. He told Peter to get out the boat. Come here, Peter. Come here. Storm. You know what I'm saying? They're in the middle of the ocean. But see, when he had his eyes on the Lord, he was all right. He took his eyes off the Lord, he drowned. Almost. Lord had to go and reach down and pull him up. See, if you just keep your eyes on the Lord, you won't lose your way. Brothers, my sisters, young people, find your way to the light, that marvelous light, that beautiful light of the Lord. Come away from them violence and them drugs, that murder, that rape, that anger, that depression, that frustration, that low self-esteem. We call it out in the name of Christ Jesus. Yahshua the HaMashiach, I can tell you, it's no more, brothers. It's no more. Speak it over your life. Ask him to remove everything that's not of him and repent of everything. And ask him to replace it with his Holy Spirit so that you can be reconciliated and restored back to him. Do that, brothers. Time is near. Look around you. We don't know when that day coming, but it's surely coming. I just buried my cousin Tuesday, right? And the thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, it hit me because it was like, ooh. Lord, that could have been me, could be me. And Lord, I know that guess what? That day going to come, it will be me. Will you be ready? The instruction manual on how to get ready is that word. It's called the Bible. It's spelled B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. That's your instruction manual. Pick it up and read it. Every day, read it. Get an understanding of it. My sisters, my queens, my young princesses, I know you're hurt, you're angry, you've been let down, you've been overwhelmed, you ain't got no support, children, low self-esteem, loss of your identity, crushed. Men done hurt you, you know what I'm saying? People done hurt you, children, everything. But let me tell you something. God has a king for you. Just sit down and just let God have his way with you so he can show you. Because God says that when a man findeth a wife, he finds a good thing in favor with God. So if you got a man of God chasing after God's own heart, looking for his rib, he going to get that favor. And guess what? You do too. See, it was something about the Apostle John in the book of 3 John. There's only like, 15 little verses there. You need to read that, the letter, the 3 John of the Apostle, right? And it talked about the man Gaius, and he was a sickly man, but he was he was sold out for Christ. Spiritually strong, but physically weak. But the story about him was he was such a loving man of God that he would look out and take care of the men of God when they passed through. He would open his house to them, and he would take care of them while they were in the city and spreading the word of God, doing his work. And when they left, he gave them supplies to send them on their way to their next stop. And it says that the man of God who's truly the man of God after God's own heart. He shouldn't be out asking anyone in the world for assistance, because it shows that his daddy, our heavenly father, can't provide. So what makes you not take care of the man of God? My sisters, my queens, you got to be there to support the brothers. That's the head. If the head ain't right, the body ain't gonna never get right. If you look at your body right now, let me tell you something. Everything is connected to that memory, which is in your brain. Yes, your head, right? How would your fingers know to type on the computer unless that sensor and that brain and everything connected to tell it? So you better get a renewal of your mindset and start telling your mind to tell yourself that I love the Lord. I'm gonna surrender to the Lord. I'm gonna submit to the Lord. So sisters, that all of those things, whoever did it, you can say, Lord, take it away from me. I forgive, Lord God. Lord, take it away from me and throw it in the sea of forgiveness, Lord God. Lord, turn it around, Lord God. Give me your strength, Lord God. Take this hurt away, Lord God. Father God, I call on your name, Lord God. Father God, you got to let your sisters know that all they got to do is just come on to you, and wherever they've been let down, you're going to pick them up. Wherever they've been overwhelmed, you're going to strengthen them. Where they ain't got no support, you're going to supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory. You understand what I'm saying? Those children, oh my God, they're going to be in order, because you're going to do it for them. They're going to pick up their self-esteem, and they ain't going to be low no more. They're going to get their identity back. They're going to look at themselves and say that I don't have to put up a facade. I don't have to hide behind this. Let me tell you something. I don't have to show my breast anymore for a man to think I'm a beautiful woman. I ain't got to be all exposed out here for me to get no attention. You understand what I'm saying? Because guess what? The Spirit of the Lord has overtaken you, sister. And he's telling you, he created you beautiful, a queen. The man's helped me soulmate. What are you saying? So, brother, stop getting all clumsy like Adam did. Because when he saw that sister, that woman walking up to him, boy, naked and sexy, pretty, woo! Let me tell you something. You know, he bit the apple. He ain't had no authority to say, listen, he ain't had a power, you know what I'm saying, was in him. But you know what I'm saying, he got weak. So, brothers, let me tell you something. We love the strength that God gives our women. But I can't stand the strength that the world tries to give to you, my sisters. Because the world is lying to you. You've allowed the world to tell you, my sisters, that you don't need him. He's weak. You could do all by God didn't tell you that. Those were not God's instructions. We're following after man's so-called instructions that we've forgotten what God said. But God said he's going to bring it back to your remembrance. I just pray that he doesn't have to do it in a harsh way to get your attention. I'm talking to all of us now. Women, support your men. They don't always want to talk about it. They have a, listen, let me tell you something. Let me say it this way. We don't always want to talk about it. We have an issue that we grew up with the old school uncles and, you know, players in the hood. And, but shut up and be a man. So we don't know how to talk about our hurts and our pains and our weaknesses so easily. Unfortunately, they destroy our lives. They destroy our relationship. They destroy our marriage. They destroy everything around us because the enemy wants separation. He don't want us together. So sisters, and you being the woman of God, you know that. So please support your brothers, your husbands, your men. Stop chasing him for his dollar and making sure, listen, pay attention to his heart and his love for Christ. I may not have all the money in the world, but I got all the money in the world because it belongs to my daddy. He owns 1,000 cattle on a hill. You know what I mean? The hills in the world. He said, I have not because I ask not. But see, just because you ask don't mean that you shall receive when you ask. Everything happens in God's time. I said everything. Your next breath happens in God's time. So, brothers and sisters, if we get our houses in order, that means that we could get our community in order. Because it starts with you at home first. And then once you get yourselves in order, then we can unify and start getting God's house in order so that the Spirit of the Lord can start walking up and down the streets orderly, decent, and in order to rid it of all this violence and evil. And then our young children will see us unifying in love and respect under the God spirit of authority. You understand what I'm saying? To empower and unify. Start investing in our own. Building our own, because we're the builders, we're the inventors, we're the kings, we're the queens. And then our young people will see it. They'll want to put the guns down and start picking up the books to learn about how to build, how to invest the right way, how to dress, how to be respectful, how to grow. Because, see, there's a lot of people on the other side that don't like you teaching their children how to come in and take over and try to enslave your children, my grandchildren. The devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in it, because he is the father of lies. That's what my daddy told me about that buster. So I believe my daddy, because God is a man who cannot lie, the son of man who does not have to repent. And then our children put the guns down. You understand? No more violence. You understand? They don't want to make money, but it won't be about the love of money. Because, listen, God says the love of money is the root of all evil. So, see, people love money now. That's why evil's standing up like that. But, see, evil ain't nothing. Because it said the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. He got to go. He can't even hang around. When light walk in the room, darkness, listen, go in a dark room right now. And then turn on the light. Ain't the darkness gone? So when you walk in the room, man of God, when you walk in the room, woman of God, when you walk in that child of a king, they know. Let me tell you something. He knows. Listen. God said, well, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. But remember now, Satan used to be an angel. He was there too. He know you too. And he had his hands on you in some part of your life. You understand what I'm saying? He mad at you not because you turned away from him. You wonder why you're going through certain things? Because the devil trying to set traps. It's a test. This is only a test. Remember that. Just a test of your faith. God don't tempt nobody. He don't have to. Why you got to tempt somebody? Why you got to tempt? He can just do what he want to do, when he want to do, how he want to do it. Can't nobody stop him. Can't nobody stand in his way. Really? See, God can move mountains. God could take this whole earth away in the twinkling of an eye. You can't move no mountain. You can't turn night into day or day into night. You can't turn, let me tell you something, you can't turn water into wine with just a dip of your finger or just touching it. You got to go add chemicals and everything, got to have a, you know, a big old warehouse and all that. Let me, don't play. You can't walk on water, just physically walking on it. You can't walk from up north to down south. That's what Dr. Kemp will tell you. You can't walk down, you ain't walking on the river, on the ocean. You ain't doing none of that. Gulf, you ain't finna get on it and just walk. You understand what I'm saying? God does that. So see, our children need to see the God in us so they can get the God in them. What am I talking about tonight? It's about your identity. Who are you? Where you at and what you doing? Who do you represent? Who do you think you are? I know that I'm a child of a king. I know and believe in the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You understand what I'm saying? Trained up a child in the way to go, and when he's old, he would not depart. I was trained up that way. I caught a lot of hell growing up. But I knew that God was there. I didn't understand why I was going through certain things in life. I didn't understand why certain people were the way that they are towards people. What makes people so bitter and angry and carry it for the rest of their lives? How do people say they love you and treat you like they hate you? I had a lot of questions. Why do we see each other doing the wrong thing and we won't, you know what I'm saying, correct each other? We get behind closed doors and talk about each other. Why don't we lift each other up and encourage each other? When someone is down and out right there and needs some assistance, why don't we assist? Why would somebody say, man, we're just going through. Why can't we just grab that brother or that sister's hand and say, let us pray. Father God, just come in right now. As we touch and agree in the spirit, you say, well, two or three are gathered together. You are in the midst. So we know you are here, Lord. So let your will be done, Father God. Whatever the situation is, remove it right now. Heal, Lord God. Remove. Bless, Lord God. Increase. Prosper, Lord God. Open doors. Shut doors. Turn things around. Shake it up, put it together, and run it over. My God, my God, my God, and also God, yes, he is. So my brothers and my sisters, always remember that for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It was already prepared. It was already done for us. He said, for I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. You understand what I'm saying? Your mama didn't even know you yet. God knew. God knew what he had planned for you. On his plan, get with his plan, get on his agenda, because he says this to you. He say, woe to those who quarrel with the maker. You better stop bumping heads with God. Let me tell you something. He say, those who are nothing but pot shreds among the pot sheds of the ground. Listen, he say, does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say the potter has no hands? Woe to the one who says to a father, what have you begotten? Or to a mother, what have you brought to birth? You understand what I'm saying? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better get your mind right. I'm just letting you know. I'm saying that's what Prophet Isaiah was talking to you. And the Apostle Peter, let me tell you something. First Peter, he even told you. 3:15, Peter said to you, he said, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always. Be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Listen, he said it is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. I'd rather for you to talk about me and do whatever you got to say, because I'm doing the work of the Lord. For instead of me just out there just wilding when I will, you can just say what you want to say, what I used to do, because I can tell you what I used to do. You probably was there with me. You understand? You probably was at the orgy, too. You probably was at the party, too. You was probably over there snorting or smoking and drinking or whatever it was going on. But thank God. God will take the worst things and the worst people of the world to do his greatest work. You better think about Moses. You better think about, oh, Lord, have mercy. You better think about King David. Noah got drunk, but who built the ark? Noah did. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. I'm just saying. Just watch yourself. Be careful. Please. I just want you to be careful. I really do. There's one thing about it is that I know for a fact that God said, let us make mankind in our image and our likeness so that we may rule over the fish, birds in the air, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that are moving along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God. He created them, male and female. He created them. You better find out who you are and whose you are. Because Deuteronomy 28, I told you. You either going to be blessed for being obedient or you're going to be cursed for being disobedient. It's a choice you got to make. Because God wants you, my brothers, to be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men, be strong, and let all that you do be done in the Lord in the name of Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Christ Jesus. Get it together. You don't know when your time is up. Really don't. God bless you. I really enjoy hanging out with you tonight, man. Let's come together. Let's communicate. Let's power each other so we can grow and have wealth and ownership. And we can do that through unity, because there's power in unity. Amen? I really enjoyed it tonight, man. Let us pray. Come together. Clear your hearts and minds, man. I hope you took some notes tonight. For those that are checking us out, passing on, we're on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, iHeart, Google. God is growing us, man, touching the four corners of the earth. And I pray that something was said that touched you and broke some chains in your life. Release yourself from the prince of darkness, man. Get from evil people. Just remove yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just remove yourself. And let's get ourselves right. Renew our minds, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come and represent you, Lord God, through your Son, Yahshua, Christ Jesus, Lord God, filled with his Holy Spirit. Father God, you say we're two or more gathered in your name. You're in the midst, and we thank you for being present tonight. Touch all the homes. Father God, we just want you to move tonight, Lord God. Let them bask in your presence, Lord God. Let them feel your presence right now, wherever they are listening to this podcast, whether it be live or whether it is pre-recorded downloaded, Lord God. Touch them right now, Lord God. Whatever they ask, Lord God, from their hearts, Lord God, let it be done, Father God, in your time, your will, your way, Lord God. Remove every obstacle that is not of you, Lord God, out of our way right now, Lord God. Break chains from the darkness, Lord God, and the enemy, Lord God. Father God, we lift ourselves up to you, Lord God, and spread ourselves out, Lord God, and say, clean us up, turn us around, and make us anew, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift ourselves up to you here at this ministry, Breaking Chains, Young Adults Talk, the Williams Group, Lord God. Everything that we're doing over here, Lord God, continue to bless and grow us, Lord God. Let us continue to spread your word, Lord God. Be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, Lord God. We enjoy what we do. We love you. We honor you and glorify your name, Lord God. We send that our Lord, our love to all the people in the world, that you will love our Lord like we love you. He said that we should love each other as he has loved us, and we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you, and amen, amen, amen. I love you. Don't forget to support the ministry. The Cash App is up. $YATLIVE. $YATLIVE. And just be there with us. We're breaking chains right here. YAT Radio. Pastor Rod signing out. Hey, peace out, y'all. Remember, it only happens in God's time. This my dad right here. I love listening to him. I love you. Good night.
During the course of our lives, we all at some time or another have heard someone say, patience is a virtue. Because the devil will use any ploy to toy with our joy. Quite often when we find ourselves in a quicksand pool of despair, we often forget that Jesus is always there, and everything will work out fine in His time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And if you're to know the mind of God, you will know about things happening only in His time. Then and only then will you be able to say, Lord, please show me every day as you teach. That you do just what you say in your time, in your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring, made song I have to sing, be to you a lovely thing in your time, be to you.
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.